Approval of the minutes. We all read the minutes.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Any discussion?
We need a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Appearance of interested citizens.
Did you get the sheet?
Oh, I'll do now.
No, I don't think this is it.
Do we have the sheet or?
I was going to say there are none.
But yeah, no, this is, there were so many people, there had to be some.
I think Peggy and Jerry Moore were first, if I recall, seeing on the list. I think Peggy and Jerry Moore were the first that I saw on the list.
Now, this is Peggy.
I know better than that.
Oh, there's a lot. Awesome.
How you doing, Counselor?
I'm Peggy Moore from Kaiser. I represent Peggy and Jerry Moore Community Garden, formerly Rickling Community Garden.
I'm Jerry Moore. I'm her other half. And we're just here tonight to thank you very much for all you did for us, for helping us get the solar panels in, and everything's in, completed, passed, and paid for. And we brought a thank you note and some pictures for you to see.
Yes, we just wanted to thank you so much for your support, for helping us get it done. We're starting to count backwards from our last frost date so that we can start planting and get the garden going. So we're real excited about that. We already have planting trays and seed starter soil and seeds and all kinds of stuff like that. But we're just here to say thank you so much. And I've always got something whirling in my head, so I will be back to ask for another donation.
Next year. Sure.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Yeah, actually. So does this solar, do these solar panels, I guess, there's two of them there, completely like 100% provide all the power needed for your little operation out there?
Well, yes, because we don't have any electricity in the garden, so that is our energy.
Yeah.
And there's four panels. There's two on the other side.
Oh, okay.
They're 400-watt panels, or 300-watt panels, so there's 1,200 watts.
Does any of it go back into, like, the grid to feed other things? Do you generate a surplus?
It could, but we can't get it back into the grid. We don't have electricity at all over there.
Oh, that's, I guess that does make sense. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, but we're real excited, and we were very happy with the company who did that. We tried to stay local, tried to stay in the Kaiser-Salem area, but that was just impossible, so the closest we could get was Tualatin. But they're a fairly new company, 5 or 6 years, and they're just really growing and doing a good job. Very, very nice people. We would recommend them.
Yep.
Mr. Chair. So yes. You guys have battery storage along with that solar panel, right?
Yes, we have 2 6-volt batteries. They're golf carts.
Okay.
They're large batteries, and the power supply stays longer. They do have a larger battery that maybe next year we might have to get it, but it costs $1,000. But it holds 4 times the power supply is what these 2 batteries does. The only question we have is, will the power hold for all night long?
Right.
But once the daylight breaks, see, these will even charge even if the sun's not shining with the panels. But once it starts charging, it will supply more power than what the batteries will take. So it'll charge the batteries and run the greenhouse at the same time.
Right. Well, I think it's cool. I mean, you guys have put a ton of work into your garden, and I think that's evidenced by the name change. And so, again, congratulations. It was nice to see that formally adopted a few weeks back at the city council. I look forward to seeing what the new sign ultimately ends up looking like. It's a testament to the hard work you guys have done in the last few years, and that spirit of volunteerism, I think, that we still see in Kaiser. And so I'm very happy to be able to drive by and see y'all still in there and doing hard work. And this is going to really up the game for you guys in terms of year-round applicability of things in the garden. So congratulations, and thank you for really, really working hard on it.
Well, thank you so much.
And the sign is starting to be in the works. We're drawing it up, and we're going to have, like, the Parks Department and the Parks Foundation and the names of the Rotary and stuff that has all helped us in the garden will all be on that sign as sponsors.
So, Robert, I have a question for you on that, if I can, Mr. Chair. So that's going to be the internal sign, the one replacing you, the one you've got right now, right?
Right.
So in terms of any other signage, are we going to do anything like what we're doing with the rest of the parks as we're replacing them? Are we going to do something different, or are we just going to rely on the one sign for that particular asset?
What do you mean by something different? Like, what do you
think? Well, because we have the blue and we got the big signs, right? The brown and white and blue ones.
Oh, like naming a park?
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't go like that extreme with the garden sign itself.
Okay.
Probably a little bit smaller, but we could definitely find something that matches that style.
So there's no issues right now with them proceeding with any other?
No.
Okay, cool. Great.
Well, I believe that Marion Polk Crew Chair is willing to redo the sign. They had talked about it before, and we'd asked them to wait in their style. And so then they said, do you think that the city would help pay for it? But we never addressed that.
I'd like to maybe have a conversation with them, and we can talk that through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Great.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ryan Steffen.
So eager, apparently.
Make it good.
I'm also on that list. I'm Clifford, so two birds, one stone.
Okay. A little bit further down the list. So anyway, I come up here as moral support, and I thought that I was going to be stuck here alone for a little bit.
You can move the mic right.
But now I'm not. I'm going to pass it to him like right away. So I'll just.
My name is Clifford Eifler. We represent a group of futsal players that play in the area. We've been active for about 2 years or so, and moving around from parks to schools and essentially finding any spot we can play. Futsal is a small-sided soccer game, similar. The court side's similar to basketball, or we played on tennis courts. And so the reason we're up here is we're really starting to push towards finding a dedicated spot. Whether that's a multi-use court or a dedicated futsal court. We found a lot of success on all the blacktop that's already here. And so we think multi-use is a very important use of community space that's already there. It would increase engagement in those particular parks when those courts aren't in use by other sports, whether it be tennis or basketball. So as we've been doing that, we've been talking with groups who have been focused on the development of those courts, primarily in our region. That's been in the Portland area through partnerships with, like, the Portland Timbers and Portland Thorns, a community organization there called Operation Pitch Invasion, whose sole purpose is to both revitalize existing soccer fields or find new projects like Project Blacktop, where they resurface existing blacktop, market for schools and for soccer, and then get the goals in. And so they found cost-effective ways to do that, and they obviously have bigger projects that they've partnered with community organizations like Hacienda CDC, Boys and Girls Club, and local school districts to build out full courts so that the community can use it. And so essentially, we're here to announce ourselves high and looking at ways that we can engage both the Parks Advisory Board, but the city as a whole in finding different facilities that maybe are underutilized and maybe ready for additional markings, and our group is fairly active in the community, both coaching, playing. It's broad in that We play with kids as young as 10 years old. We have people who are coming back to playing soccer. So we find it to be a really engaging game. And one of the resilience things about having these futsal courts, it rains a lot, obviously. And that, you know, pretty much any green space right now is unusable. But as we look to develop and partner with groups and advisory boards, we hope to do some good in our community.
Yes, Matt?
So why did you guys feel that it's necessary to come talk to us rather than just coming and doing this? Are you getting pushback from other jurisdictions?
We have played all over the Salem and Kaiser area, and just about every weekend, if not every weekend, we're at a different school or a different area. And we had tried to go, we played at Highland Park in Salem quite a bit because it's central, and we have people coming from all over. So we could have 12 people or we could have 25 people show up and play. So we tried to find a place that's big enough and kind of central. And they began putting up signs that says no soccer on the Highland Park tennis courts, because it's tennis courts and for pickleball and tennis. We've been really careful. We're trying to be good neighbors. So if somebody's playing or if somebody shows up with tennis rackets, we'll leave or we don't play there. There are plenty of places to play. And we try not to make people not want us around. But it still happens where they just don't want us there. So we're trying to find a place that we can go that we're welcome. One of the things that we recognized was that Claggett Park, there's a new pad and there's no markings. And so we were hoping that in addition, when markings are put there for basketball, that we also have a marking for futsal there possibly. And really all it is it's just like a three-point line is all we would need there. And something like that, we would have someplace that, like I said, we'd be welcome. There's parking. We could, when it's summertime anyway, when we have more people showing up, when it's not covered, we could have small tournaments and we could just have it. Really, it just brings everybody together. And it's one of those, it's a sport that, so many different people play in Kaiser. I mean, KSC is, recreational soccer with the kids. I mean, there's club soccer, which costs a couple thousand dollars to play per year. Or there's KSC, which is rec and is just fun. So every weekend, my kids play with me when we go out and we play futsal. And one of them is 12 and one of them 16, but we've been doing it for a couple years. We welcome everybody. If somebody isn't that good, we include them anyway. It's not a, Matt, you could come play with us. But it's, we make sure that we're inclusive. And we just wanted some place. We wanted to come because we're gonna find places to play anyway, but it would be great with that particular space if we get some markings on that too, and we would start kind of making that a place that we go all the time. And I know the more people go to parks and use them the way they're supposed to be used, the less people go there to do things they're not supposed to do there. And I just think that this would be a really good use for it.
How many kids do you have in the program, and what ages?
We have, I have Alex is 12, and I don't think he's the youngest. And it's really it's pickup soccer, basically. So we put it out there, and it just has grown over a couple of years. So we could have kids, we've had kids that are 6 or 7 playing with us. And it ranges up, I'm 46, I still play. It's a basketball-sized court. I don't have to run 100 yards. Don't try to sprint that and embarrass myself. So, it's a pretty wide range. And then if we do have a bunch of people, we may separate it between the younger kids or the people that can't play as well and the people that are more competitive. But that's a really good thing about this group also is nobody, it's not about winning and losing. It's everybody's just going to have fun is all it is.
Yes.
Just a little. In part, and as part of this group, we've had discussions with the local soccer clubs, so Kaiser Soccer, as well as Capital FC. In talking with Capital FC, they've had efforts in the past to work with Salem Parks and Rec to get something going because they recognize the value of having these courts accessible. They run an after-school program for folks at a few schools in Salem, and that are largely on grass fields, but they recognize that this can be yet another tool to serve underserved kids and to provide access where, you know, Brian mentioned the cost of soccer. Well, this is, again, another way to make it accessible, and you can have community groups like the soccer clubs or even other groups rise up and use those facilities. So it just expands the base of facilities. But go ahead,
Clint. So most of the parks, if you reserve them, cost you a fee.
Sure.
Are you able to pay the fee?
It depends. Largely, we, like Brian has said, we've been operating kind of on a pickup basis, show up at the park, you know, shoot some hoops, same kind of thing.
Robert, you'll have to check me on this. I believe we had recently been talking about the possibility of striping the tennis court that we're redoing next year, next fiscal year, including futsal. Is that right? It was something that you'd...
Pickleball.
Yeah, it was pickleball. Oh, the pickleball? Mm. Was futsal brought up at any point?
No.
Oh.
First conversation right here.
All right. Well, cool. I just, for some reason, remember futsal being brought up.
So that
cool.
was actually something you and I talked about.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not totally crazy.
Yes.
And I also just wanted to speak toward, it's a pretty large group, and it's an evolving group, or a rotating group, kind of, but the way that we would collect money would be basically passing a hat. And so we were, at one point, going to host a tournament, a street soccer tournament in downtown Salem, and we collected the money, and then after we paid the insurance, we were told no. So that's one of those things that we're kind of leery about, trying to pass a hat and get money to reserve a something and then have it pulled out from under us again.
Yes, Matt?
Wayne, do you?
Thank you. Are you looking for a dedicated location, or could you play in various locations?
Both.
We do play in various locations. Having striping and a place where we know we're it's okay and we're not going to, I would say, be bothering other people or feel like it's the courts are obligated to them, it would be nice.
Okay, and then I got another question. I'm not real familiar with futsal. Is it just soccer on asphalt with a smaller team and smaller?
Very, very similar.
Could it be indoors in a gym?
Absolutely.
That's an option as well.
The soccer ball is a little bit heavier, a little more dense, so it doesn't bounce, and the emphasis is more on passing and footwork and control rather than kicking and chasing it.
So up until a few weeks ago, I'd never heard of this. heard of it actually the morning I ended up talking to you guys a little bit about this project. So it's kind of new. About a year or two ago, some people came in and started talking about pickleball, which at first I thought was a joke, and then it's actually a real thing. And so I guess, you know, this isn't something that's been on our radar, but since it's not on our radar, Robert, is there anything that precludes these folks from coming in and using facilities right now? And is there an opportunity to kind of see how it molds within the current system to maybe have a conversation about some striping specifically for this? Or, I mean, it's kind of one of it's kind of new, right? And frankly, if Robert's going to scratch his head and go, I don't know how this is going to fit, then that's kind of a big deal, right? Because he's basically in charge of all this. Maybe I'd like to see what your input would be on this from the city's perspective.
Yeah, sure. So as far as adding futsal striping, I'm not familiar with what that looks like. It would be a challenge for us, let's say, down at Willamette Manor Park, if we are going to include pickleball and possibly a basketball hoop and tennis and futsal. Like, you got, I don't know what's going on with our mics. Way too many. Fine. You'd be getting too many stripes on one court. But they had mentioned Clagger Creek Park and that we don't have basketball stripes there yet, but maybe we can incorporate futsal and basketball on that court. Sound like you said just something about a three-point line. Is that similar to a three-point line on a basketball court? So
yeah, we have pictures.
That'd be great.
And actually, is one of those have pickleball also? So I have some here also that have basketball, pickleball, and futsal on the same court.
So as we're kind of looking at that, I guess one of the questions I have, this is a relatively infrastructure-light sport. So, for example, you guys can bring in portable goals and things of that nature, right? So you're not needing anything necessarily hard infrastructure in place. You can bring in this portable options, right?
That's correct.
And I guess the one other piece I have, this is something that I think is really important. And as we're looking at any new opportunities in sports in Kaiser, pickleball was very attractive to folks, I think, because pickleball serves sort of the aging population of folks that used to be tennis players and are now wanting to kind of scale back to something that is less intense. But it's
Matt, you haven't played pickleball. It's a lot faster than tennis.
Okay. Well, but what I'm hearing from a lot of the people that are doing this say it's not as it may be faster, but it's not as much. It's lower impact. Is what I was kind of going with. But this is also a good introductory to somebody that may not necessarily be ready to go out and play on a full-scale field, right? Are you seeing this as a demographically broad sport, meaning there's not really much by socioeconomic barriers or any other barriers to entry for anybody, right? So pretty much anybody can come in and just do this?
That's exactly right. And that's what happens every weekend. Okay.
Just a couple of my other comments, concerns, I guess. If you guys are just coordinating a small group of people to show up at a park, not paying money to be in a league, obviously there's nothing wrong with a group of people showing up and using a park. That's fantastic. If you are going to start forming more into an official league or a group and there's money being paid to be a part of this group, and you're wanting reservations, then we would need to rethink how we go about reserving what to you and whether or not those spaces are even reservable in our system currently or not. So that would be a conversation maybe we could have at some point. As far as getting the striping going, I just had a quick look. It looks absolutely doable to put futsal striping on the basketball court at Claggett Creek Park along with basketball striping. I don't see why not. Great picture right here. Shows both on one court. Fantastic. I love multi-use courts. I'm all for them. I've said that before. I'll keep saying it. I think you're nuts to spend a bunch of money and limit it to one sport. I guess a couple concerns I have. Chain link fences, if they're just off the edge of the court, is that okay? Or is there danger of people running into that?
And that's actually even better.
Better, great.
Especially for me, so I don't have Perfect. To chase a soccer ball.
Nope. I just want to make sure it wasn't a danger of people running into it. Like, again, I'm kind of new to this. Again, I kind of go back to, depending on the size of group that you are coordinating to meet there, parking can be an issue sometimes on weekends, especially at Claggett Creek Park. We have that shelter's reserved regularly. There's picnics, barbecues. I can't tell you how many Saturdays you drive by and there's no more parking spaces, especially on the Dearborn side. If the soccer field is being used for either soccer or rugby. you know, that can have its own parking situation. So parking is kind of a big problem for us in Kaiser. A lot of our other neighborhood parks don't even have parking lots, so you'd be parking on the streets. I do have one more question for you. Sounds like you prefer hard surfaces, but do you play this on turf, let's say in June, July, August, September, when the months are drier? On actual grass? No.
It's okay. Not futsal.
Okay, just making sure that wasn't an option, because I know Wayne Fry may have been thinking about playing park, possibly. Yeah.
I had a question too. Just so, is there a standard size court, or I noticed that the pictures had different sizes. Is that common?
There's a variance, but the thing about futsal is that it is designed to be able to be played on generally basketball courts or something about that size. So there are guidelines, but the guidelines, just like in soccer, the guidelines are more rectangle rather than square kind of guidelines.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Roland.
I'm going to chime in here. I like the enthusiasm that you guys have. Kind of reminded me of when we used to come home from school and all get together and play baseball or whatever. But and I'm curious about this game. I want to watch it. I want to see what – is it just like soccer then, huh?
Yeah, it's 5v5, and you just play.
It doesn't seem like it's complicated. I mean, anytime you can get people involved in some kind of activity, they're not doing something else. So, and I think it's kind of cool, just the whole concept, just from my vision, from my perspective. I like the I like your excitement about it, and I want to see – next time you guys play, I want to watch it.
Definitely.
Okay. So, or take a video.
Yeah, there you go. I'll
do that. Anyway, that's my 2 cents. Thank you, Chairman.
Yes.
So you mentioned that you've used the Salem parks or facilities, but have you used any in Kaiser? And if so, what challenges have you faced with using Kaiser courts?
During the rain, we generally try to find a covered area someplace, and we've been at Forest Ridge and at Clear Lake, and they gather water. And so they're slick. Also, we've used Kennedy quite a bit, actually, when we have smaller groups that we know are going to be small because it's a small covered area. There's an area there that's pretty slick. But, I mean, we keep coming back. It is fun to play there. We've played at McNary at the high school on the tennis courts. We played there quite a bit. And we played at, which I guess isn't officially Kaiser, the Park North, was it across from Fred Meyer? We played there before as well.
Did yes. Any pushback from the school saying you can't be there or anything like that?
Not from the school, but we have had somebody come by and tell us that we aren't supposed to be on the tennis courts. The school, and I knew I was okay because I had contacted the school before to ask permission when we were looking to have a tournament. And we were looking at different places. That was one of the places we looked, and it was right at the very end of Irish Fest, maybe a couple years ago. And they were having a choir orchestra jamboree, so there would have been no parking, so we couldn't do it there.
I got one last one.
Okay, Dylan.
Just being straight up, is there a reason people don't want you around? Like, I don't understand. Is there some hidden thing where, like, people are like, this ruins our courts? Or, like, I'm just, you know, what's the reason people don't like to have you in the parks?
The reason that guy gave was because tennis courts are for tennis. And okay. That was pretty much it. And it's different having some of us that are older. And it's not like it's a bunch of little kids that they're afraid are going to tear up the nets or something like that. We're responsible.
It's soccer hooligans.
That's right.
It's the soccer
hooligans. Maybe the torches and all that.
So the only thing I'd say, Mr. Chair, is, you know, this group with Seth Goff reached out to me a couple weeks ago, kind of just pitched the idea, and I think that, you know, when we're looking for opportunities in Kaiser, as Roland said, you know, we're trying to find opportunities for anybody in Kaiser that wants to participate in kind of the Kaiser experience, especially as it relates to activities outdoors and trying to encourage that. And, you know, I would say in addition to maybe looking at Clagger Creek as an option, maybe as we're talking about Willamette Manor, maybe not for a tournament specific area, but Willamette Manor, as we kind of look at that in design and see how that could play out, might be worthwhile. But it's exciting that you guys are bringing this forward. I like that there's not really a cost barrier to entry or any other barriers to allow any kid or any person that just kind of wants to go out there and try something out. I think this is really cool. I think it shows a tremendous amount of respect and maturity for the city to come in and say, look, we've been kicked out of another city because they don't understand us. I think Kaiser's generally kind of open for business for new ideas, especially as it relates to getting people in the community involved. And so on a personal level, I appreciate that and thank you very much. And I'd like to see this body generally kind of support the concept that you've got, unless you guys become pain in the necks, at which point Robert's got a very fast lawnmower. I'm kidding. But no, I think it's a really good idea.
I've got a question. Would you like this committee to recommend this to City Council that they approve it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
What's there to approve?
Approve what?
Sorry, Matt, I didn't hear you.
What's there to approve?
I don't know. The painting, the striping, or the cost of the striping?
I think that's generally kind of the community outreach as we're looking at these projects, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't think that's necessary either. Myself.
This isn't generally the place where we'd vote on that anyway.
I'd like to put it on the record that I think this is cool.
Okay.
I think Wayne likes it.
I'm way into it.
Be sure to put that all in capital letters, Debbie.
So Wayne, if you guys don't know, is kind of also a soccer junkie. He's created multiple soccer courts, soccer fields, one here in Kaiser, and he did some in Ontario. So in addition to that, he rides like 1,000 miles a day on his bicycle. So you might have a good participant over there and our colleague, Mr. Fry. So.
That's great.
So I have a question. So as a board, what would we be able to recommend as far as what they've set forth?
Maybe just let staff do their job, and if they think it's necessary to do striping and find the right places to do striping, we'll do striping, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
Don't screw it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, does it need to be on the enhancement list or anything like that?
No. I need to... This spring, as you guys know, we're going to be striping the two new courts that we built. And so when they come to do that, I'll just make sure on the full-size court that we add this type of striping. I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, it's not going to cost us hardly any extra money to do that. So.
We already got the paint.
Great.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Excuse me.
I'm going to learn how to play futsal now. I don't have to run that much.
Jeff Davis.
I want to try it.
Members of the board, Councilman Herrera, Debbie, Robert, it's a pleasure to see you all. You have before you, I believe, requests for funding for the project that we've discussed previously. And so I wanted to come in and bring you up to speed on what funding I've been able to secure and what resources that we're going to leverage to get the projects done. It has changed a little bit because we've had a group, Kaiser Rotary, I'll just get to it, has agreed to supply the labor and also $12,500 a year over 2 years. So they're going to do $12,500 this year and $12,500 next year to support this effort. And the focus would be getting four parks outfitted with the exercise equipment. This year right now I'm asking for... You voted to support the project but didn't solidify the grant. So you see before you that I've requested... what did I ask for? It was a lot, and I do appreciate it.
7,832.
That was the number. Thank you, Matt.
On the back side of your agenda.
So, Mr. Chair, you got $25,000 from Rotary over the next 2 years?
Yeah, they're going to give a total of $25,000 for this project. And they're going to supply the labor for site prep. Bob Zielinski, is going to supply the excavator and a guy to operate it in any situation we might need. HERC, H-E-R-C, on Cherry City, or Cherry Avenue, I'm sorry, is going to allow us to utilize the equipment that they have available as long as we don't use it during prime hours because they're going to need it. There's some other outstanding citizens that are going to step forward and let us leverage their expertise in concrete and prep work and stuff like that. So,
any questions, Matt?
So I think this is probably the sixth or seventh grant that I've seen come before me sitting at this position. I'll say your attention to detail on this has been outstanding.
Thank you.
I think you've been thorough. I think you've been thoughtful. You've reached out to a lot of people. The fact that you're bringing just this year $28,000 roughly to the park system outside of what we're doing with the parks fee and everything else like that is outstanding. I think this is a very multi-use opportunity for a lot of people. It could encourage folks that have never worked out before to do something new and exciting. And the fact that you got Rotary, which Rotary is amazing. I think when we first talked, we were thinking a couple grand. You got $25,000 commitment from them over the next 2 years, which is just stellar, plus labor. I don't think there's much more to talk about, Mr. Chair. I think I'd like to make a motion to recommend approval of this grant.
I'll second.
I make a motion to suspend the rules to allow us to vote on this, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second? Second. All those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye.
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 I will remake my motion to approve this grant as presented.
Second it.
We have a moment.
Yes.
Sorry.
We have a
forgot
motion
to take my speaker on.
There you go.
Shame on you, Clint.
So I just have a question.
So we have a motion.
The grant amount is $7,832.
Yep.
Is that what we're
voting
on? That's
the discussion part.
Okay.
Yep.
One question. Robert, have you heard anything else in the wings?
As far as people wanting grant money?
Yes.
Negative.
All right.
Oh, wait. We have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded.
Yes.
Okay, so
with this grant, you have to get this done by July 1st?
June 30th.
June 30th. Okay. So is there going to be a problem with that?
No,
we,
sir.
We need to vote on the motion.
No, we're in discussion right now, Mr. Chair.
Okay, never mind. I'm old and feeble. All right.
Shooting.
It wouldn't do any good. You could shoot me in the head, and I still live a normal life. Okay, let's go on and discuss some more, because obviously I'm ahead of myself.
He's really excited to get this thing done.
I'll call for the question.
That's a whole nother motion. Let's go ahead and discuss this until we're done discussing
it. Well, I think, Clint, you had to follow up on your question. What was your question?
Yeah, go ahead and finish your question.
I could address Clint.
Yeah,
that's right.
Go ahead.
Good, because I don't know what the heck he was talking
about.
Yeah,
thank you, Clint. So I believe it was, unless I missed something, in reference to the fact that in order to receive the grant funding from the Parks Board,
yeah,
the project needed to be completed by June 30th. And I appreciate you bringing that up, because you see the grant request before you now is for just two parks, which I think is much more doable. And the previous board member, she's since stepped down. That was a suggestion she made. And so I think it makes great sense. And that, so we're going to do just two parks, Claggett and
Country
Glen.
So you anticipate a second grant possibly next year?
From whom?
From us.
I'll be coming. Yeah. And my hope, it looks like if this goes well and if we learn from our mistakes and things like that, I might be able to do more than two next year, potentially three or so. We missed the HEAL grant and some things. It was just the timing was all wrong. But next year, potentially that money would be available too, and we could try and do more.
So you've got on here some question marks from Legacy Health and Salem Health, which is clearly like you're going to be reaching out. So there might be some additional things to do more parks next year. Is that fill in the blank there?
Yeah, I've been playing phone tag with them, and so I'm hoping to corner them at some point.
Great.
I love it.
Any other questions? Yes.
Okay, so the first page on here, it says the total is $28,302. And then the second page, it says $20,333.
Let's take a look. So $28,302. Yeah, that's the total
so
needed.
What's the there's like a difference there.
Yes, great question. I'm glad you bring it up. So I separated out the funding that I've received in two different categories. One is donations, and that accounted for $7,969.
Okay.
And when you add that to the second category of grants, which is $20,333.
And it adds up to the $28,000.
Ma'am, thank you, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to follow up on that if I can, Mr. Chair. So you got $28,302 on this document. You got $27,902 here.
Yeah, so that number did change a little bit.
So it's gone up or went down?
It went up.
Okay, so the $28,302 is right. But your request at this point is still only $7,832.
Correct.
So this is to amend the application and provide additional supplement to the application.
Yes.
Am I helping you out enough?
Thank you, Matt. That's exactly what that is.
Any other questions or clarifications?
You're too well versed.
All right. All those in favor approving the grant?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you all. I mean, I've gotten so much great advice and guidance. I truly appreciate it. I'm looking forward to working with everybody on this, so thank you.
And we'll expect YouTube videos demonstrating. In fact, don't reimburse him until he does that.
Can we make a motion that Matt would be the one doing the exercises?
I will find a Matt for you. I used to like Jeff. I don't know if I like him now.
About 30 seconds.
Clifford Effer?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Mark Alston?
Right.
Okay. You're with him?
All right.
Okay.
Part of the group. Okay.
The soccer hooligans. Futsal hooligans. I don't even know them.
They're going to start rioting.
Now we go down to new old business. Park reports. Ben Hittle.
All right, so I was tasked with Meadows and Clear Lake this time. I just went and did a quick drive-by because I didn't want to get out and get wet in the rain. Everything looks fine to me.
We'll issue an umbrella next time.
Sorry.
How can you not get wet in Oregon in the winter?
Given the choice.
You know, I'm a land surveyor. If you don't survey in the rain, you don't work.
You could have just lied and said that you saw like some leaves on the ground or something, but then I'd be lying too.
It's okay.
Donna is...
She's not feeling well.
Okay. Clint, Little League, and Mike Whitman.
Mike Witham, I noticed there's people up there working now, getting ready for spring. And they're doing some work up there, cleaning the weeds out. And so that is really run well.
Microphone.
Just not turning it off.
Wayne, in charge of his microphone. Donna's not here.
Anyway, that has worked out really well up there, and people really participate, and they keep that nice up there. And I'm kind of impressed in that garden up there. So, Little League, this is kind of a slow time of the year. They didn't get the stuff done last year they were going to do. They were going to do Field 2 and re-renovate that, but they didn't get that done. They're in the process, because they have quite a bit of money in the Parks Foundation complex fund, and one of the things they're going to do, which is really expensive, is they're getting ready to put all new fences on Field 3. They're going to put a cover, which they already have the net, they're going to put a cover over the top of the four diamonds down below in the center, and for balls that come down for safety reasons, and that should get up before the spring starts this year. And I don't know what they've got for the new projects up there. I know one of the things that needs to be done is the parking lot. The drainage still has a lot of problems. They've been working a lot on the leaves up there. So there's also a task force operating right now that the mayor heads for the Kaiser Little League complex. And we're going through a lot of stuff with that task force. And we've had, I think, three meetings, and we'll probably have two or three more before they come out and make a report on some of the stuff that they want to do up there. So I'll keep you informed on that later on as that progresses.
Okay. Matt? Matt.
Yep. So, you know, one of the things I've noted is, you know, just the increased maintenance has been tremendous at all the parks. Both Chalmers Jones and Bob Newton are experiencing a good amount of use considering the weather. I was out here the other day getting some stuff out of the ready for a project, and it's snowing, and kids were still out there playing at the skate park, which was pretty cool. So, you know, just overall in really good shape.
Thank you, Matt. Bear Park, the new path looks really nice. And of course, the standard gripe is it still has got the drop off that you're working on that, right? Ben Miller Park, it'd be nice if we got rid of that ugly stump in there. And if you got about 10 yards of extra gravel, you could get actually parking next to that park.
Randy wants to pull that, by
maybe
the way.
Maybe 20. I was wondering if I could get out of there with my four-wheel drive today. Other than that, the parks look really nice.
So,
staff report.
All right. City Council approved the parks 3 to 5 year plan, so that's exciting. They gave their blessings on that one. Staff has been working on some design options with shade and shade kites or shade sails, whatever you wish to call them, down at the Big Toy. We are reviewing options, like I said, and we'll hopefully be putting together a package deal to get that installed this spring down there. Funds for that would come from the Parks Foundation. So that was a project they were wanting to get behind. And it's one that's been discussed a lot lately, is getting some shade at the Big Toy. So hopefully we'll have that going here before the heat hits this summer. And the bathrooms down at Kaiser Rapids next to the Big Toy are almost complete. Contractor has estimated completion date of the end of this month. Keep our fingers crossed that that happens, and that'll be open this spring as well. So that's what I have for you.
Thank you, Robert. Roland, it's your turn.
Yeah, just one more thing about the equipment that Mr. I forget your last name, young man. I just want to thank you for pursuing your dreams there. Pretty cool. Okay, with the council meeting, we had a work session this week for our new councilors, actually for everybody, but, you know, to familiarize our new councilors with some of our procedure. And they went over Robert's Rules of Order and talked about how we should abide by them. But anyway, I do want to give a heads up to a kudos to Elena Garcia, a young lady from, I believe it's Forest Ridge. Yeah, it was Forest Ridge. It came up here as running for Oregon Kid Governor, and she gave a presentation on, it was so cool. It was like, I think she's a fourth grader, but she did a wonderful job. And her name, Elena Garcia, who happens to be Ricky Garcia's, you guys would know her daughter. This morning we went to greeters, and I wanted to give kudos also to the chamber who put in such a great job with the Washington Federal this morning. I think there was probably about 60 people there, or maybe more, probably maybe 70. I mean, it was packed, and that was a very good. Kaiser United, we met again today, Monday. We had lunch at the fire department, hosted it. We had a nice group, and some of the networking going on there has been really wonderful for our community. Hall of Fame banquet, I want to promote that also. The March 19th, or, excuse me, 15th, mark it on your calendar, Clint.
I'm sure you're got my tickets.
Yeah, that's right. I think Craig probably invited you. I'm sure he put you on his list. But anyway, the Hall of Fame is going to be March 15th, and we'll hopefully be, to get everybody to show up, we're going to induct Sean Kittner, the 2009 baseball state champions, and also Mike Doherty and a couple other young ladies from the 80s, I believe, and I'm not familiar with the names right off the bat, but that's a good way to support our local sports over here at McNary High School. And again, thanks to this committee for your very active role in our community. So that's all I got, kids.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you very much.
Other business. Matt?
So real quick on the watershed, and I've got one other quick piece. So the Clagger Creek Watershed Council, we had our first meeting last week. We had our first project, which ended up being Saturday when it snowed. Now, this is where project management failed big time. The project manager in this particular project was a knucklehead moron and didn't follow through. Oh, that's me, by the way. So traditionally what we've done at Ben Miller has been some creek cleanup, some invasive species removal, and things like that. But we've also done a bunch of leaf blowing. And, you know, we give Robert the tools to do his job, and then he does his job, which was really frustrating because I get down there, all the work that I wanted to do was already done. Had I actually been a proper project manager and went down and looked at the project before I started it, I would have noticed that. So that's a backhanded compliment to Robert and his guys. We did end up picking up some trash. I was down there with Wayne, the mayor, Randy Miller, and then Dorothy Deal from the Watershed Council, and we picked up a couple bags of trash and some debris that was on the ground, mostly sticks and things like that. But Robert, great job keeping that park looking great, and you need to find a better project manager. The second piece is not related to the Watershed Council, but it is in some degree in that, you know, what Jeff has done has kind of inspired me to want to kind of take this idea of volunteer projects to a different level, and a level that we haven't already explored. And the concept I want to propose, and maybe we can get on the agenda for next meeting, is maybe creating an additional line item for funding for youth projects. Now, these youth projects could be for any youth in Kaiser that wants to come and they want to do a project in Kaiser, whether it's a bench, whether it's a picnic table, whether it's an Eagle Scout project, what have you. But basically come up with a process to encourage that, but then also to kind of start to build that intercooperability of the Parks Board and the Council. And so my idea is if a youth comes in and says, hey, I've got this really cool concept for a project, and they want to do it, because we have a lot of middle schoolers and high schoolers that have to do these volunteer projects for credit towards whatever they're doing in their school stuff. And so I think this is a really cool nexus, not to mention, you know, Eagle Scouts and things like that. So if basically a youth comes in and says, hey, I want to do this, they would need either a Parks Board member or a city councilor to sort of be their project sponsor and to kind of walk them through the process. And we'd figure out some ways to do that. But I wanted to first bring that up to the board to see if that's something that we want to look at, maybe flesh out some of the details a little bit, maybe at the next meeting, and you know, be ready to take it before the budget committee probably in the spring and get that added on our next year's funding line. So, you know, I guess if we wanted to just kind of nod our heads and see if that's something we want to look at, Debbie could add it to the agenda for next month, which I think would be really kind of cool, at least to discuss it at a minimum.
Why don't you add that?
Show me the money. No, I think we could call it, you know, youth project funding or youth project discussion or something like that. What do you think, Robert?
No, that's good. For a name, it's fine. I do have a question. You said take it to the budget committee. So do you plan on asking the budget committee to fund this on top of the current parks budget?
No, not at all. And I don't know if we needed it within the current parks budget or how that functions. You and Tim can figure that out. But create a line item as a specific earmark in addition to with the matching grant program.
Okay. The only reason I ask is we're already starting to create this next year's budget. So if this is something that you want to be included in this coming fiscal year's budget starting July 1st, the sooner the better on this conversation.
Okay. So if we did it next month, we could certainly
jumpstart
that.
Okay, so how much funding are you envisioning, and then what exactly would that funding go towards?
I think because this is such a fresh idea, I think, you know, a couple thousand bucks, $2,000. A lot of times, Eagle Scout projects range between $500 and $600. You know, a picnic table is a couple hundred bucks. You know, just start off very low to kind of gauge the interest, right? And then if it proves to be a successful project, we can kind of look at it. But I think that to try to conceptualize that right now would be a little bit sort of premature. And then I would imagine the second part of your question, which would be, I think that that's kind of left to be determined in terms of the types of projects. I think it would be something specifically for parks. So we wouldn't want, like, you know, Arts Commission folks to come in and ask parks for money, right? It would be something specifically dedicated towards something within the parks. That's kind of what I'm seeing in my brain. And so that's kind of it.
Okay.
The last thing I want to bring up is welcome my good friend Mike Pantalone. Super excited to have him on board the Parks Board. I think you're filling the last part of Katharina's term, so you got a year, year and a half or whatever. So
year. Yeah. Rest of the year.
So if you don't know Mike, shame on you. He was a huge active member in CERT for a very long time. Super nice guy, and anybody that wears a beard, I trust.
I don't know, it's two, position two.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself then?
I was born in Portland, Oregon. I've lived in Kaiser since 1976. Graduated from McNary High School in 1980. Work at Oregon State Hospital, been there for 32 years. Spent 5 years as a reserve deputy with Marion County Sheriff's Office while working at the Oregon State Hospital. And my current job title is Collaborative Problem Solving Coach. I like to say that I teach staff how to be nice to patients.
Where were you 3 years ago during the parks fee discussion? That's all I'm just kidding.
Lost somewhere.
He was smarter than us. He wasn't here.
No kidding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other things? All right.
Yeah, I have it on my calendar. Yeah, what time does it start at 6? At 7? Okay, I had it at 6. I was going to be here very early.
Fun meeting.
Go ahead.
No, I just said fun meeting.
Oh, stand adjourned at 6:59.
Whoa, that was,
I'm out of here.
Only an hour?
Twist says.
We got so many things done, though.